Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action team call, or Zoom call now, and where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into activity and motivate you, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this week, we have an incredible gentleman, an individual that's been involved in the industry, get this, for 37 years. Yet during that time, he has just a rich and diverse background, from financial services to entertainment. And when I say entertainment, he's actually a member of the Screen Actor Guild of America. This guy's been in over 100 different film/radio studio type gigs. So, I mean, Hollywood he gets. He's been involved, as I said, direct sales for 37 plus years, and he's an entrepreneur at heart. Yet the thing that this guy's most proud of is his incredible relationship with his beautiful wife, Linda. So it is my absolute treat to welcome to the line Isagenics, 7-star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive, and Isagenics' newest millionaire, number 227, Mr. Ben Stevenson. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing fantastic, Warren. I'm so excited to be on this Zoom webinar with you, and just to kind of share and visit. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being here. I apologize for my garb. I actually just got back from an hour and a half cycle with Arlene, and yeah, you know, she was cracking the whip this morning. I got to do the call. I'm like, we're pushing to get back in time. So I got my water to hydrate, and life's good. I just finished an Isolene Pro shake. So, you know, it's important to get the protein back in the body. But, hey, I got my pad of paper, because, guys, everyone should have a pad of paper here. Ben has so much knowledge to share with us. But let's roll back the clock of time. As I mentioned, you've been in the industry 37 years. So what first attracted you? Because I believe you were 20 years old when you first got introduced to network marketing. Share with us a little bit what that was all about.
Yeah, it's interesting, Warren. So I actually kind of grew up in a direct sales family. So my mom was involved in Sarah Coventry Jewelry, which I don't even think is around today. But just, you know, that idea that I saw my mom doing some extra things, but still being fully present in the household, you know, for our family, but just, you know, making some extra money, having fun without having maybe a traditional job. And I mean, even as a kid, I mean, I kind of picked up on the fact that that was cool, you know, and that she could go do that. And she was something that she enjoyed. And I remember one time, my very first direct sales experience was, mom said, now, you know, if you want to, you could help me create an event or a party. If you know anybody, or maybe your teacher at school, or that might want to host a party for me. And she said, if you do, I'll let you pick out anything in this catalog. I looked at the catalog, and I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, Warren, and I was a little cowboy. And so there were some little cufflinks that were like little, you know, guns in a holster.
That was all the motivation you needed.
That was it. I wanted those cufflinks, those little cowboy cufflinks, man. It was awesome. I mean, I grew up like close to the stockyards and all that kind of stuff. So I was all over that. And that day I went to school, I asked my teacher about hosting an event for my mom. She said, yes. I went home. She did host an event. And I mean, within a week or two, I owned those cowboy cufflinks, and I still have them today.
Wow. High five, my
friend. That's my first income from direct sales.
Well, I have three boys. Let me tell you, Creston, Tegan, and Caden are going to hear this. I want them hitting up their teachers to do a launch party for Arlene and I. That's brilliant.
So it was awesome. And so I still have those today, because it's like my first commission, and I was like 7 years old. So I started very, very early. And along the way, I just saw my mom and dad, you know, have a great time. I think one of the things I think sometimes we forget, and I know you try to do this, I try to do this, we try to keep this fun. One of my mentors years ago, he said, it's got to be more fun than bowling, right? So you, I mean, that's what we do. And we try to have fun. I saw my parents do that. It was kind of like you were, if you did direct sales, you were in, you know, an Amway or Shackley or one of the party plans, Tupperware maybe, or jewelry. And so they also took Dale Carnegie courses. And I remember the impact of personal development and how that impacted our family and the dynamics. I mean, I can remember from like before to after the Dale Carnegie course, when my parents both took that, it was a big change. And so for me, I just kind of equated this whole world of like direct sales and Dale Carnegie and personal development and being able to, you know, kind of speak your world into existence and earn additional income as being really a great thing, you know, home-based entrepreneurship. So I actually, when I was in college studying acting and directing at Texas Christian University, I went back to Fort Worth to go to college. I signed up at 20 years old. And that's when this industry first started for me. It was 1980. I'm 57, 1980 at 20 years old. And crazy the stories I could tell you about.
So what company, if you don't mind me asking, did you first join? It certainly wasn't your mom's jewelry company.
It wasn't. It was not Sarah Coventry. By then, they had moved on to Amway. So I was involved in that. And I ended up being there for 20 years. Wow. So, you know, going to events, meeting, having all sorts of mentors. And I never really had the experience of success that I had, you know, later in life. But what was interesting was I hung in there. All the seeds were planted, all the things that I learned about dealing with people, about recruiting, about painting a big vision, about, you know, creating the dreaming, the power of dreaming, all that stuff, you know, ultimately came full circle. So it took me longer than a lot of other folks. And you don't have to take 37 years to be where I'm at today. You can do it. Jackson Parr did it in 7 months, I think, in Australia.
Well, not quite, but... Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that, you know, Amway is the largest direct sales company currently, because I know we're going to give them a run for their money. You can take that to the bank, guys.
We will.
But they're really noted for the training and the personal development and the casting of visions, because as bringing in new people, and I know you're really big on this, at like having team members cast a vision. I know one guy way up in Amway, and when he brought in new individuals, the very first weekend, he would be grabbing, let's say, Betty and Bob or whoever it is, but he'd be taking them down to the Mercedes-Benz dealership or the BMW dealership or the Porsche dealership and have them walk through and touch the car and sit in the car, and he's snapping pictures. And so which car do you really want? And our goal, we're going to link arms, and the goal is to get you that car. You're going to be driving that car out of this showroom. And the concept of casting a vision, I know, is huge. So why don't we just sort of jump? I know we're digressing, because I want to hear, you know what? Let's put that on hold, Ben, for a second. Let's continue the story. You're 20 years in Amway. Okay. Then you moved on. You've been in, I understand, a couple other companies before sort of finding Isagenix.
Right.
How about prior to Isagenix, sort of what was your sort of best experience where you sort of did the best? Was it again like the Amway type house cleaning type products? I know they have nutritional stuff too, or was it, where did you do the best prior to Isagenix?
Well, what happened, it was really funny. When I first got married, which was back in 2000, Linda was not as big of a fan of network marketing. Her parents had kind of dabbled in it. It had maybe been more of a distraction, and she hadn't seen a lot of success. So I was initially kind of forbidden to do it, you know, kind of jokingly. But I couldn't stay out of it, Warren, for very long. I mean, about a year and a half passed, and I was kind of itching to get back in. And so a friend of mine was involved in Arbonne, which is, of course, a company that we know a lot of people that have had an experience there. And so I ended up just sort of moving in. She was a friend of mine. She owned a modeling agency. It was exciting to just sort of be back in the business. And to make a long story short, I ultimately grew to the top level. And I was one of the main men in that predominantly female-oriented business. And Linda ultimately joined me because she saw that things were happening and we had our beautiful white Mercedes and things like that. And ultimately, it just, for a variety of reasons, so many great products and so many great people and so many great things, but it just didn't seem like quite the right fit. So we had an opportunity to move over to another company are we saying companies? I know I did say company. I realize I'm not supposed to say companies.
That's all right.
But, you know, anyway, I moved over to Vima, which is another company in the industry that was, and it was smaller. It was very different. It was the first opportunity to be in a binary plan. And I fell in love with the binary plan. And I was excited about the ability for the binary to move fast and to create momentum and to create kind of an incentive for people to get a position and get moving. And ultimately that was smaller. It was very different. They had a movement over there, but still there was something. And I think part of it's when you've ever been with Amway, you know, you're kind of used to just a big company with lots of resources, with lots of stability and so I think since that was my initial sort of anchor in the business, I wanted to find something more like that. So I wanted a broader product base. I wanted a company that just I knew could be a legacy orientation. So interestingly enough, a friend called me that we'd been leaders together at Arbonne. And then also very quickly, I was talking to Michael Klaus. Michael is I met in that company, interestingly enough, in Phoenix in January of 2004. And so it was really, they kind of team recruited me basically. And this was in the first 30 days, Warren, of Michael's, you know, experience. I mean, he had just come back from the home office.
I was the one that twisted his arm for 6.5 years to get him down there.
I know. So I'm hearing about this guy, Warren Lance. I mean, I'm hearing about everything that's happening. This is literally 2-3 weeks after this all happened. Of course, now I look back and I'm just like, it was kind of like the movie The Blues Brothers, right? They're getting the band back together. And so they were putting leaders together. And their timing was perfect. I was open. And so Linda and I ended up flying to Phoenix. We met Jim and Kathy. We met Eric. We met Travis. We went to events. We ordered products. We totally like looked under the hood and we fell in love. And we can talk more about all the things we like about Isagenix. But it was very clear. Linda and I looked at each other and we said, this is our final home. We're there.
Nice. Well, I'm sure glad you made that decision. And again, during this time, you're a certified financial planner.
Right.
And doing quite well there. But the concept of network marketing, I guess, speak into that a little bit. Like, because as a successful financial planner, I mean, you didn't really need network marketing, but it always had a hook in you from the early days, I guess, from 7 years old when your mom had her arrange that very first presentation, right? And you got those cufflinks. But what's for you, what's the big appeal about the industry?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. And you know, it's interesting, Warren, a very simple phone call happened to me one day in financial planning that was powerful and painful and illuminating all at the same time. And there was a young guy who was doing very well, lives in the Kansas City area, which is where I live. And he was on the golf course and it was a summer day. It was a beautiful day. And I had a nice office and I was looking out into the beautiful day, right? Yeah. And I was in kind of a beautiful park-like sitting where my nice office was and all that. But it was one thing to look out at the beautiful day. And it was another thing to be on the call with my great friend. And he was just calling me just briefly, you know, I'm just kind of, he was checking on his financial planning. He was checking on his investments and stuff like that. And there was something about that call, Warren, where that day I said, I want to be on the other side of the telephone. Mm. I want freedom. I want to be on the golf course calling my guy. I don't want to be the guy. I want to be calling my guy, right?
Yeah.
And so, and I think, you know, once this is the boon and the bane of network marketing, once you've ever tasted any kind of freedom, I mean, even if you're making $200 a month of residual income, and I'm kind of like Mr. Residual Income with the whole financial planner background. I mean, I could do an hour training on the power of, I wrote a huge blog post once on the power of residual income. And it's just, it's so life-changing. Once you've ever had it, like if it goes away, or, I mean, you just are driven back to it like a moth is driven to flame. You want that back in your life because of the freedom, because of the choices, because of the opportunity to live the life you want and to give more as well. It's like, and that's what we have. And that's what I've always wanted. I've always wanted to kind of work my own hours. I enjoy working at home. I enjoy working really hard. I'm probably working harder in many ways than I was before. But if I want to take off like you and other leaders can, I love it.
That's the distinction. Like if you look at me, I do work a lot of hours, right? Yet, I mean, some of my Facebook posts the other morning, I was dirt bike riding with my son and good friend Kyle with his boy. And then in the afternoon, we're wake surfing and having a blast. But you didn't see the call I did in between the two. And then in the evening, I was on the phone doing calls with Australia. I mean, so I do work a lot, but equally, I play hard. And I think that's one of the really unique things and the big appeal. I mean, it's like a bee to honey, right? I mean, this the opportunity to choose, like, hey, it's a gorgeous day. You pick up the phone if we live in the same town, say, hey, Warren, a group of us, we're going out boating today. You want to join us, right? Or we're going golfing. You want to come along? And you have the ability to say, heck yeah, I'm in. Whereas if you're working the traditional job, you don't have that freedom. And a lot of these guys, I know one guy, Steve, out of San Francisco, does incredibly well. I mean, we're talking incredibly well. In his high rise, the cheapest condo or apartment, however you want to call it, starts at $2.5 million and goes up from there. And I mean, he's back and forth to Europe all the time. And I actually met him scuba diving in Bora Bora. And the reality was, is I was talking to him and a little bit what I do. And it was sort of like, prior to this, I was moose hunting for 2 weeks. And then we flew to Bora Bora. And he goes, hang on, time out. You're telling me you were 2 weeks moose hunting, and now you're spending 2 weeks out here. He goes, I want your job. He goes, I make great money, but I have no freedom. Right? He's on the phone with the CEO of his company, even when he's supposed to be on holidays. And when he's going between islands, where we actually got on the boat and sort of moved around, I mean, he's chartering a helicopter to pick him up to move him from one place to the other because his time's so constricted. He didn't want to waste a day going from one place to the other. It was like, get me a helicopter so I can move my family from point A to B, and then let's try to power down. I mean, it's just crazy. Yet, this industry in time, and again, guys, it takes work. It really does take work, but can provide that financial freedom where you get to choose. And I love it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, Warren, about when you're like in Hawaii and you're posting these incredible pictures. I know you love to go there and be like in Kauai. But, you know, what's incredible, that's motivating for me. That's motivating for my team. You know, you're living your dream. I want to see you live your dream, because if you can live your dream, I can live my dream and my team can live their dream. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, let's jump into that about the big dream, because I know you're really passionate about casting this big vision, this big dream. Like, you're really encouraging your team members to what is their big dream? Can you talk a little bit how you leverage that with your team members? I get it for you. Hey, no problem. But let's talk about Mary and Bill. Let's talk about George and Rita. Let's talk about these other couples, these team members, how you actually leverage, how you have that conversation, what excites them. And go walk us through that process, because I know you do that really well.
Well, absolutely. I'd love to talk about it. And the reason why it's so important to talk about is because dreams fuel the activity.
Okay.
So dreams fuel the activity. Dreams fuel that taking action. I love the name of your team. It's just so awesome.
Hey, it's not my team. It's our team.
I know, but it's like, I love being part of it. And I love that name.
And I'll give credit to Michael Klaus here, because as you know, 6.5 years where he became a mentor to me, a good friend. And he said, Warren, we can do this one of two ways. We can build up the name Warren Lance in the industry that people look to Warren Lance, and it'll be all about you. Or he goes, we can build up a team name where it isn't just about you, it's about the team. And he goes, the beauty is that way, if you take off for 3 months, the team's gonna do the calls, the team's gonna do everything, and it's not about you, and you'll actually have more freedom. Which do you wanna create? Because he goes, I can help you create either. And I was thinking about him going, well, that's a no-brainer. Let's make it about the team. Because I mean, I do want the freedom. And so I will give credit to Michael Klaus about really driving this community called the Take Action Team, because it's every bit you as Michael Klaus, Lynn Hagedorn, Jackson Parr, Kyle Nakrash, Lisa DeMeo, Joyce Schoenholtz, Dee Gunderson. I mean, it's all of us that make the Take Action Team. It isn't Warren and Arlene Lance, but yeah, I just really want to state that because I feel strongly about it.
It's absolutely true, and you're exactly right. And it's the power of that team that is so amazing for all of us. And dreams fuel that action that we're talking about right now. And a lot of times, I have a phrase that I say that I think makes people really think, and that is, the good life is the greatest deterrent to the great life.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, you know, it's not necessarily like a bad life that holds you back. It's kind of like, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good. I have good job. We take a nice vacation. We have enough. And I'm not talking about, I mean, it's important to be satisfied and happy where you're at to a degree also. I mean, there's a lot we could talk about philosophically. But in terms of moving to the next level, you know, you've got to be motivated by something, particularly in a business like this, where there's no outside motivation, there's no boss, there's not a cubicle you have to report to, there's not reports you have to make that are looking at your activity, or you're gone on a Friday afternoon at 4:30. This is self-motivation. So dreams fuel that. And the thing is that to move into that conversation, one of the biggest questions that I ask, and if anybody, I think when they bring me in, I love the fact that we do team recruiting here. That's how I started, you know, with Michael as an example. I mean, it was a team that recruited me. It's a team that's involved. And so when people get me on the phone, they're often surprised that I ask a lot of questions. I think they think I'm going to, you know, imbue wisdom or something like that. But one of the biggest questions I ask a new person is, so John and Mary, so tell me, you know, I know you've seen some videos. I know you've got some initial interest in what we're talking about here. So for a minute, just let's go 2 years in the future. We're sitting under a palm tree in a beautiful tropical area. Imagine the setting. Yep. And we're enjoying some appetizers. We're enjoying some fruity beverages. And everything has gone amazing that we're beginning to talk about today. And so, you know, you've reached X. X has occurred. You love me. You love, you know, Bob here and Jill that referred you. And everything is great. And you're so thrilled you made this decision to move forward with us. What is X for you?
Nice.
And then you can just see and watch their eyes, watch their face, watch their body language. And it's like, I mean, it's almost like making me start crying right now. Because that's what I want to get to. I want to get to the core. And the real reason they want to do this, is sometimes 5, 6, 7 levels in depth. And so I want to get down there because I want to find the real reason. That's the real motivation. And it might really be that when you find out, like last week, their boss in front of 50 people in a sales meeting made fun of them, or there was some error that they made or whatever that made them feel horrible and ashamed. And they wouldn't necessarily talk about that. But when you really start talking with them, they're like, that's the day I said I'm out of here. I mean, mentally, mentally, spiritually, physically, like I was gone. And so, see, that's the kind of thing, because that's the dream that's going to make that motivation. For some people, you know, it's a very tangible thing. It's a car, it's a home. For other people, it's a mission for orphans in Guatemala, right? For, so it can be anything for that person, but that's what I want to find in that person.
For you, that X, when you're asking that question,
the X factor,
preferred, it is not how much per month. It is, if they say amount, dollar amount, cool. If they say whatever it is, you let X be, and they speak in depth. If it's a dollar amount, fantastic. If it's some sort of event taking place, fantastic. But that, I just want to make sure that is what you do, right? You let them define the X.
I do, but interestingly enough, I do try to translate that into a dollar amount.
Okay.
So if it's all about the orphanage in Guatemala, so tell me what kind of income per month, you know, just to put a tangible number here, would it be that would excite you to be able to donate to the orphanage in Guatemala? We've thought about it. We've talked about it. $10,000 a month. We'd like to be able to give it. So now we're talking. Now we're in the ball game. And then you also, you know, you want to find out, is there any other thing they're working on that gives them the opportunity to do that, right? And that's the key thing, I think, ultimately for anybody in Isagenics or any network marketing company, there ultimately becomes a decision where this is the way to reach my dream.
I like that a lot, because asking that question, it's one thing to get the dream. That's fantastic. But I love how you anchor it, Ben, in saying, you know what, Warren, is there any other project or way that you have to create? Because I know you're a full-time, you're running this clothing company and that. Do you have another means to create an additional $10,000 a month? Because $10,000 is significant. And I would venture to guess probably 99% of the population is going to say, well, no. And that's where you anchored in. Well, guess what? I can show you a way where we can use Isagenics as a vehicle to create that for you.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, so I get what you're doing. You're getting them excited about a big dream, and I think that's absolutely critical, because as you said, that big dream fuels activity. Now I'm excited. Okay, great. But I got to stay consistent. I got to have focus. So now let's transition into keeping them focused on the game plan, right? Like moving from point A to B. I mean, there's a whole pile, or A to Z. There's a whole pile of ABC. Like there's a lot of steps along the way. So talk about focus and keeping them laser pointed and course correcting, because we all know, you know, we at times we all go sideways. I've gone sideways so many times, but it's all about course correcting to get me to end up where I want to end up.
Exactly. So on the plane to Top Achievers 3 weeks ago, they had Wi-Fi and they had some movies, and I was scrolling down through the choices, and one of them was Warren Buffett's documentary. It was, I think, recently on HBO or Netflix. And I'm like, now that, I mean, you know, he lives 3 hours from me. You know, it's like I've grown up sort of knowing about him a lot. And I thought this is supposed to be like the definitive in-depth biography. And I thought that looks great. So I watched it. It was just so motivating. I mean, I feel like I really know him so much better now. And they ask him, what is the most important thing, Warren, to your success? One word: focus. It was focus. And I thought, well, if that's what Warren Buffett says, and he's, you know, among the wealthiest people,
that's
in the world,
successful.
That's really significant. And so what I have learned is that when you look at any type of high achievement, you look at an Olympic athlete, you look at somebody that, even just when you look at somebody that's in med school, you look at somebody that's studying for the bar, you look at somebody like myself, that there was a period of time in my life where I had to study for the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, which is a 10-hour certified financial planner test over a 2-day period. I mean, grueling. Absolutely. When you're done with that test, you just want to like lay down flat for 12 hours. And they try to trick you and make you confused and stressed. I mean, they try to stress you out. And what I was told when I was studying for that test is, this has got to be one of the top three things in your life for this time period.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I encourage people to do is to really, and it sounds hokey in a way, it's to make that decision, to actually physically make that decision. And my experience is that that decision comes typically at a major event, which is why it is so critical to get people to New Year kickoff, which is why it's so critical to get people to celebration, because that's when people see the big picture. That's when they see the lights, the sounds, the action, the dreams, the tears, the struggles, and they make that, they look at each other. I mean, I can think of so many people, all the leaders on my team pretty much would say, you know, JJ and Raina went to their first celebration. Sean and Emily Stoic went to their first celebration. I remember Emily talking about, I looked over at Sean and I said, we are home. This is it. So, but once you decide that, it's that focus that you've got to stay focused on what you're doing. And one thing I encourage people to do also is, what can we get rid of in your life? People sometimes love me when I say this, because literally, even though it may not make sense, you may need to hire a housekeeper. Because if that housekeeper could free up 8 hours a week, you know, of your time, that's, you know, I mean, it's important to keep a clean house, but that is a job that you can pay someone else to do. You could even pay someone to walk your dog. Now, I'm not saying that life is always that way. I'm talking about for a season. We talk about this being a 2 to 5 year plan to complete financial independence. We got to clear stuff off the desk. We got to clear stuff out of your life. So it's got to be probably like family and, you know, God and Isagenics. I mean, it's got to be up there. You know, I'm not saying it's the most important thing in your life. I'm saying it should probably be one of the top three to get the focus and attention and concentration and space to devote to it.
Yes, certainly. Because unless you put in that consistent effort over that 2 to 5 year period of time, you're not going to be successful. I see a lot of people that will do a burst of 2 to 3 months, lots of activity. We're starting to gain traction. Things are starting to happen. I know you're seeing it. You're smiling. And then all of a sudden it's sort of like, where did Bill go? I mean, I thought we were building this, and Bill pulls the disappearing act. And then a few months later, he shows back up and it's like, Warren, Ben, I'm ready to go again. And it's like, okay. And he thinks he's going to continue right from where he left off with all that traction. And it's sort of like, no, actually, we're starting at ground zero again. And there's so many people in this profession that they may be in 5 years, 10 years, and they've gotten incredibly good at a 2 to 3 month period of activity, but they've never moved beyond that. And it is so crucial that I'd rather have someone just put in, commit 10 hours a week, but I know they're going to do it over a 3 to 5 year period of time, than initially they come in and they're putting in 40 hours a week and then they do a disappearing act. I mean, this is one case where the tortoise can beat the hare. I mean, right?
So and here's an example, Warren. So you've heard, and we've all heard that story of penny a day and doubled. Would you rather have $1 million wired into your bank account today?
Yeah.
Or one penny a day, you know, doubled, right?
Yeah.
For 30 days. Let's see, is it a penny or a dollar? Is it
a penny?
It's a penny. And it's a lot. I mean, you know, it's seven figures, right?
It comes out to 5 million some odd in a bit.
So think about the difference in the final number, because you're a math guy, you're a business owner. Think about the difference in the final number if you miss one day of activity.
Oof. Ouch.
What if you miss 7 days of activity? That's not much, Warren. It's only a week. It's only a week out of that month of incredible activity. Would 7 days missing the doubling every day make a difference?
Yeah. You don't think so, but it has a massive long-term effect. It really does.
It might be the difference between, you know, 200,000 at the end of the month, or even 80,000 or 50,000, you know, versus a seven-figure number. I'm not saying that people have to work 7 days a week, but what I'm saying is the value of that consistent effort. And I've always loved what Michael Klaus talks about too. You know, he's like, really, it just, you can talk all that you want to, but at the end of the day, you know, here, there's a box. How many people today did you share the Isagenix story with through I almost said a tape to show my age, but you know, through a DVD, yeah. I mean, you know, through a video, through some type of a tool. And that's, that really, that tells us all we need to know.
That box is only big enough for a number. Like, I don't want any excuses. I don't want any stories. It's just, did you talk to zero people today?
Yeah.
Did you expose three people today? I just need a number in that box. That's all I want. I don't need any story.
Tells me all I need to know.
That exactly. And it'll tell you everything you need to know. And the truth is, if people would actually just do that on a consistent basis, at the end of the evening, just in your calendar, go, oh, I didn't talk to anyone today, zero. Tomorrow, zero. Well, at the end of the week, when you've only spoken to one person, and then a year from now, we're talking, you're going, but Warren, like my business isn't growing. Well, let's have a look at actually what you've done.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work if you don't work.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. Little things like that seem so simple, but they have a profound effect if our team members would just do that on a consistent basis. And I mean, there's so many little things. We could do another call about little activities that could absolutely transform your network marketing business. I mean, I think that's one call that we actually should do, Ben, because it is those things that over that 3 to 5 year period of time produce that six-figure income or multiple six-figure income. It really does.
Exactly. And the other thing about the consistency too, I think if I'm known for anything, people call me pleasantly persistent. Okay. Probably borderline on driving people a little nuts for, you know, my contacts, but not to that line. So just, you know, hey, I'm just checking in. So I'm dealing with a leader in the industry right now who will join our team soon, you know, hopefully. And I mean, when I look back, I wish that I had kept track of the number of contacts that it has taken, but I would not be surprised if it ends up being like 45.
Oh, well, hang on a second. You mean you didn't talk to him once and he said yes?
You know, Warren, sometimes that doesn't work.
Most of the time it doesn't work. You know how many times I talked to Michael Klaus? We're talking 6.5 years. I mean, you look at David Wood, you look at Dr. Colgan, 4.5 years. I mean, the reality, guys, is most of the people that I've enrolled, and I know it's the same for you, most people you've enrolled, I mean, have taken multiple conversations, yet somebody new comes in and with their preconceived ideas, they talk to a person, they say no, oh, then they talk to someone, no, and all of a sudden they think, well, I can't do this. Well,
that's their final answer.
That's right.
But they said no after me talking for 3 minutes. They said no. That's it. No, it's not like that. And so the thing here's what the other thing too is sometimes people tend to push too much initially. Like I think of it almost if you could imagine like a line with a bunch of boxes, right? And so your goal in each box of the cycle is to just move to the next box. So, you know, I mean, the goal of the meeting is just to get the next meeting.
Yeah.
The goal is not necessarily to have them go platinum. It isn't to have them go platinum. Let me clarify. The goal is just so, hey, you know, this is a get acquainted. Let's visit next. Let's, you know, get together for coffee. I mean, I heard about you. You know, I heard about this guy, Warren, that would go to coffee because, you know, you like coffee. Michael Klaus likes coffee. You guys live, you know, close enough where he would come and over years and years and years. And
close enough. We're talking 5-hour drive, guys, to go for coffee. Let's put it in perspective. I wanted it bad.
Absolutely. That's the deal. You had the big goal, the big dream, and you knew what was possible and everything that you thought was correct. Everything you thought about bringing him in. I mean, it brought me, it brought all these other people, you know, in the you know, Len and Lisa DeMeo.
It really has.
So it is worth it. Persistence is worth it. And that's the thing is that you want it. We know from sales statistics that it's often at least 7 through 10 exposures before a person says yes. And in the case of my current situation, it's probably 45.
Yeah. Wow. So let's digress for a moment and go back to almost right at the very beginning. And I think this would be a wonderful way to sort of conclude this call is you've been in the industry 37 years and you look at Isagenix. Why is Isagenix be it appealing to you? And I know you've brought in some significant network marketers. Why is Isagenix right now at 15 years of age appealing to professional network marketers, in your opinion?
Yeah, so many reasons. That's the best question of the day. It's the thing I most am excited to talk about. And that is because when we love this company, and I'm going to tell you this in complete transparency. If somebody, I mean, you get approached, I get approached, we all get approached by other network marketing companies all the time, weekly. Somebody could literally say, I will wire $2 million into your bank account tomorrow if you'll switch in 7 days. Would not even consider it. I mean, you don't even have to finish the sentence. You don't have to finish the question. I don't even care what company. I don't even care the amount, because it's like a relationship, right? I mean, it's like you found somebody that you love and you want to spend the rest of your life with. You might see someone attractive at the beach and you love the person that you are with. And I don't mean that people can't make decisions for all sorts of reasons. I'm not saying that, you know, I've made decisions to switch and there are reasons why. But what I'm saying is that this time, the difference is this is a company that we have a hashtag we use on my team, which is hashtag once more for the last time. And we talk to people about that all the time, because we do. We talk to a lot of people that are in this industry. We talk to a lot of networkers. A lot of people are weary. For a lot of people, all companies look the same. I get that. But when we met with Isagenix, we met with Jim privately. We met with Kathy privately. We met with Eric privately. We met with Travis privately. And the quality of the leadership team here is, I've been doing this almost 40 years, unsurpassed, and the heart. I was on a call with a potential leader with Kathy Cooper in the last week, okay? It was last weekend. She was getting ready to go to Australia to be with Eric and with PETA and to meet her grandchild, you know, and you can well imagine that's what would be the primary thing on her mind, is all those things and leaving in like 2 days for a major international trip of huge significance. What she was concerned about on that call was like, you know, to our prospect, now if your wife needs to give me a call, let me give you my cell number. I'm going to be out of town, you know, here in a couple of days, but we can work a call in. Warren, who does that? I mean, that her thought was this person's wife and making sure that she was comfortable, that she would feel secure here. You know, if she wants to talk to me, we'll make it happen. You just text me. We'll find a time.
Yeah. I mean, you don't find that normally.
Where do you find that? So what that does for me is that engenders my respect and my loyalty back to the company, the management team, the no compromise products. I mean, I'm a guy, I mean, I don't like sucralose as an example, right? I mean, so that's the product that's in most companies in network marketing, not ours, right? But so, and that's what I was looking for. I didn't want to have a company with products where somebody that would love me and would love the opportunity and love you and love our team, but they would be like, ah, you know, there's an UGG because of this product ingredient. I didn't want that. So I wanted state-of-the-art products. I call Isagenix the Ritz-Carlton of network marketing, because that's what I think it is when you put everything together. The biggest vision in the industry, I mean, the vision is to be the biggest health and wellness company in the world, not the biggest network marketing company. We're talking, that might be 13 to 15 billion. We're talking the biggest company in health and wellness, like Unilever, like Johnson & Johnson, like Procter & Gamble, $75 to $85 billion a year. So, I mean, the company wants to grow 100 times bigger, Warren, than we are today. That's a vision I can get excited about. I mean, people, it's funny. People talk about, well, I wish I was in at the beginning. You know, I think if you're in at a billion and it goes to 80 billion, I think you're still okay, Warren.
I think so.
You know, I think you're still okay. The best events in the industry. Story Pryor, huge shout out for her. She's actually from the town where I live here in Kansas. Her dad, Greg Pryor, was 30 years ago when we won the World Series. Her dad was our pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. I mean, she's from a championship bloodline, and she brings that to our events. And I mean, they're stellar. I just heard about a couple things that are going to happen at Celebration. I mean, nobody's going to want to miss it. It's going to be incredible. I love that there's the largest number of leaders here, probably of any other company, that have never done network marketing yes. before. That is absolutely huge. And the opportunity to create a legacy income once more for the last time that is there, that is stable, that will be there, that's willable to your heirs. So many people in our industry are looking for that. This is true. I told somebody recently, if a prospect came to me and said, Ben, I'm a leader, you know, I've got to bring my team. We got to make a decision in 2 to 3 weeks. We have very little time to look at a company. We only have time to look at three companies. We're going to look at Isagenix. You can be our enroller if we go there. Tell me the two other companies I should look at. Right now, Warren, I would struggle to come up with even two other companies in our industry that would approach the level of safety and security and stability and opportunity that we offer today.
Wow. Wow. Hey, I took those bullet points down, and let me tell you, I'm going to use them with your permission, because you're right. That vision you just casted, look at that, I got goosebumps. It excites my spirit. It excites me that there's other leaders out there that I know, that you know, that they need to know what's going on with Isagenix, that Isagenix truly is a legacy company. And I'll put it into perspective for the listeners, okay? Many companies, the way they fuel growth is through rapid international expansion. That's what they do. There's one company I know of, 5 years old, claiming they're already in 100 countries. I mean, think about that. 5 years, 100 countries. Oh, my goodness. Isagenix, at 5 years of age, was in 3 countries. I mean, we had networkers in that were going ballistic with John Anderson, Jim and Kathy Coover. Like, what are you doing? And they're going, look, we're laying a solid foundation. We'll get there. Many of those companies that they were comparing to have never hit the $1 billion a year. I mean, we basically have. I mean, we're that, like, very close to $1 billion. 924 last year. We're going to hit it this year. I mean, it's so exciting what Isagenix has created. And just thank you for saying yes. Thank you for being the leader that you are and inspiring people and taking the time to share. Ben, it's been an absolute treat watching your growth over the past few years. And again, becoming Isagenix number 227 millionaire in the company. A huge, huge congratulations to you, sir. Well done. Well done. Well,
thank you so much, Warren. And I want to just give that right back to you. You have a very large international team. There's a lot of places your focus could be. And I just want to thank you in front of everybody listening for those times that you've taken my call, for those times that you've consulted with me about difficult things I had to work through and I needed to be able to lay out my soul and figure out some complicated situations. I appreciate you speaking into the life of my team. I appreciate your physical presence at events that my team was doing, like as an example, one, you know, in Toronto in the last several months. I mean, it's just, so that speaks to me greatly about this whole team concept. That's what we're about. It's the yeah. one team. You embody that. And so that makes us all want to embody that. And I'm just very, very thankful to, you know, to you, to Michael and Lynn, to the leaders that are part of, that I'm aligned with, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, Ben, I look forward to us doing this call again very soon. You've gone millionaire. So I'm going to put out 2 challenges to you, sir.
Okay. One. Okay.
Is let's hurry up and get you to platinum, because every time someone goes platinum, guess what? We bring them back on the Take Action Team call. Okay. And we do an interview. So that's one. Let's get you to platinum. And then two, the fact that you've earned $1 million is spectacular. Like, well done. Most people in this profession never earn $1 million over their career in network marketing. You have. So that's huge. But the next step is, and I put it out to you, and I know you're capable of it, is $1 million a year annually. What I see for you is $1 million a year, year in, wow, year out, year in, year out. Consistency. Because that's where it's really at. And I know it's in you to do it. So again, thank you so much. It's been an absolute treat. And for anyone that wants to get a copy of this recording, there's a few different ways. You can go to www.takeactionteam.com, and the Zoom links are there so that you can capture and watch the replay. You can go to Podomatic Player, and you can download, if you follow the Take Action Team, you can actually download, it comes to your smart device, the audio recording of this. So you can be going for an hour and a half cycle, listening to a call. You can be going for a run, working out in the gym. So you can get them audio version. And then the other place that you can access all this is at on Facebook, Take Action Team. And Katie posts them there. So you know what? It's been an absolute treat. Again, thank you so much. And to everyone else, we'll be seeing you again very shortly, because we have a platinum that just broke on our team, and we're going to be pulling that dynamic couple on for an interview. So with that, everyone, good night. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk soon. Take care.
Good night, everybody.